life as a frog. The teacher's calm voice guides him to lie down in peace at night among the croaking fogs of his own backwater. He is ready to join in the chorus, but for the voice he hears intoning the dry lesson for the day with its logic and form. Frogs are everywhere, staring out of the mouths of his classmates, out of the teacher's mouth. His study book lies open before him. Inevitably, a bell clangs an end to logic and form, and he steps his way out carefully among the croaking hordes, not to crush a bulging eye.